That Metal Interview.
And we have Robert Vigna, guitar shredder for Immolation, arranger, and I guess you can say the inventor for the great, awesome music of Immolation from the great state of New York, of course. Well, I believe some of the guys are in different parts of the U.S. I think the drummer, Steve, is in Ohio. And I believe Alex is in Delaware, I believe. Anyway, so we have Robert Bob Vigna, guitar great, legendary in the death metal scene, as the creator for, or one of the creators for Immolation. And so we speak to him. So anyways, let's check out this jam, The Age of No Light. And we'll be right back with the interview with Mr. Robert Bob Vigna. Crushing music, head-crushing metal from Immolation, the badass arrangements of Alex, Ross, Bob, and Steve. The Age of No Light, brand new album coming up February 18th, Acts of God. You guys can catch them on the road very, very soon here in February. So log on to their socials, Immolation, Immolation. Log on to their socials, check them out on YouTube, support these guys and all bands, purchase merchandise, support, download, share. Anyway, so let's go straight into the interview with Mr. Robert Bob Vigna of Immolation. Enjoy. New album, Acts of God, dropping February 18th, right? Nuclear Blast Records, 15 tracks. What approach did you take with this album compared to Atonement?
You know, same approach, basically. You know, like I always do, it's like it's we have a similar process each time. I write the music, and you know, on the computer, I just sit there and I write different riffs and parts, and put drums to it, and create parts, and then put those parts together. And once I feel like, you know, it's ready for a song, you know, like certain things I put together, get a song ready, then I'll send it out to the guys, and they pretty much check it out. And most of the time, it's good to go. And then, you know, they'll practice it on their own. And then eventually, recently, what we try and do is get together and practice together prior to the studio. So we were able to do that this time. It's probably the first time we did that for a record since I don't know when. So usually I write the stuff on the computer. We practice on our own, and we meet in the studio and just start recording. We never rehearse anything together new. And we never play it live together as a band until we play like the first show of that tour. But this time was better because we actually, you know, we had more time due to the pandemic, obviously. And Steve especially was, you know, he had so much more time than he usually does. And, you know, to take those the drums and, you know, put his own thing into them and be creative with them. And you know, he had a lot more time to do that and add that much more of his cool stuff and his, you know, his nuances and everything. So, yeah, that was the big difference, I think, is that one, that we had a little more time. In the sense of, like, you know, being able to, like, review all the material. And we actually were able to rehearse the material together as a group numerous times before we went into the studio, which we haven't done in a long time. So, you know, those are the main differences.
Nice. Yeah, that was one of my questions. Who does the riffs and all that? But there you go. So how about the title? What's behind the title, Acts of God?
Well, it has a lot of different meanings. I mean, you know, for the most part, you know, it kind of sums up the whole record, because the record just talks about, you know, like we always do. I'm not going to get into specifics because it's always good for everyone to get their own thing out of the songs. But, you know, we look at the darker sides of mankind. We look at the darker sides of religion, and we look at the darker sides of everything in the world, really, and everything we see around us, especially over these past few years. And, you know, there's very specific things, and some people are going to pick up on those things, but that's okay. It's like each song is about something, and, you know, a certain time period, or something we've seen in the news, or whether it's, you know, or just something in general. But yeah, and Acts of God kind of sums that all up. It's all acts of God, right? So, you know what I mean? So we kind of, like, you know, that's one way we look at it, you know. So yeah, I mean, pretty much, you know, it's open to interpretation. You know, it's like, that's one thing we kind of don't want this record to be, is kind of like let people just get what they want out of it, because sometimes we get a little too specific and describing every song lyrically and everything. It's just more fun when, you know, people get to listen to it and just get their own take on it.
Awesome album. I got to hear the whole thing. Fans are gonna love it. I dig the intro for Noose of Thorns. I love that one.
Oh, awesome. Cool, man. Awesome. Glad you like it. Yeah, it's nice to get some feedback, because obviously we've been listening to these songs for a long time. That's actually the first song I wrote for the record, and really? That's the first one that was done musically, and, you know, so that one was written back in, like, 2018, you know? So it's like we wrote, like, I think I got, like, four songs written musically up until early 2019, and we were able to rehearse those together before we did some of that touring for 2019, just to get a feel for them. And then we did so much touring in 2019, we went everywhere, you know, all around the world. So we wanted to get a lot more shows and touring in, you know, for the end of the Atonement cycle. So once that kicked in, I had to, you know, put the writing to the side, and I picked up again, you know, early 2020. And obviously that was the plan for 2020, but we didn't expect it to be as long as it was, you know, but that's how it goes. But, you know, so we were lucky in the sense that we went out and did a lot of touring and finished all our touring, and as soon as we got back, that's when all this pandemic stuff started. So we had kind of really meant 2020 to be the year of writing and recording. It just got delayed a little bit more due to the pandemic, but, you know, we can't complain. You know, we were able to make a a lot of good use of that time, so it worked out.
Yeah, so that explains one of my questions, the five-year gap since Atonement. So there you go.
Right, and, you know, that was due to a lot of touring, which was good, and obviously the pandemic situations, because we had to wait until we could even get together to rehearse, because our, you know, the states that, you know, Ross and I are in New York, Alex was in Delaware at the time, Steve's in Ohio, so we couldn't even really get together, you know, due to restrictions from the different states and all that, and we just wanted to wait until things were kind of, like, at a better place, and, you know, once they were, we got together right away and pretty much booked the studio time, and luckily, we were able to go in there with Colorfino and you know, get it done.
So, what's your favorite song on this album?
The whole album's pretty good. It's hard to pick a favorite. Some of my favorites, right. You know, I like the Age of No Light. You know, we just did a video for that one that came out recently. I like, you know, Apostle. Obviously, I like Noose of Thorns. I think there's another good one. I don't know. Cool. It's just like there's another kind of standout one, like Let the Darkness In. That's a really cool one, dark and creepy, and then it just kicks off. And then Immoral Stain's really cool, kind of different, twisted. So there's a lot of cool stuff in there. There's a lot of dark stuff, there's a lot of aggressive stuff, there's heavy stuff, there's atmospheric stuff. So it's a lot of mix, and I think a lot of the songs have all those elements in them as well. So, you know, it came out pretty cool. We're really happy with the record, the sound, the music, the lyrics, everything really, you know.
Yep.
Very, very happy with this one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a fan of all your albums, and I believe this one, in my opinion, it's one of the best, for sure. It's got to be the best, in my opinion, for
sure. That's great to hear, man. We appreciate that. It's good to hear.
Yes, for sure. So how many songs are you planning to play on tour for this from this album?
I'm thinking minimum of six, mm-hmm. depending. I think we have seven in practice right now, but... yeah, we're going to definitely play a lot, and we're definitely playing, you know, a bunch, yeah, as much as we can. You know, as you can imagine, after, you know, whatever, it's like 115 tracks and, you know, how many years, 30 years, you know, it's hard to pick a set list. So, you know, basically, we do have some cool stuff. I think the whole set list is very strong. There's a lot of cool stuff in there. You know, we tried to put a few old school favorites in there and a lot of new stuff. So, you know, you're not going to please everybody, but, you know, hey,
yeah.
I think we've got a pretty good, you know, set, and it should be cool. It's going to be strong and powerful. So, you know, we look forward to it. But, yeah, we're dying to play the new stuff, so we're definitely going to go heavy on that as well.
Are you guys already rehearsing for the tour, or it's coming up soon, right? So,
stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you love good music and good podcasts, you'll love Roots Music Rambler. I'm Jason Falls. My co-host Francesca Folinazzo and I talk to the singers, songwriters, musicians, and more in Americana, alt-country, bluegrass, folk, blues, and beyond. We share our own takes on the latest news in the space and recommend new music for you to explore every episode. Come get to the roots of the music you love. Find us at RootsMusicRambler.com or go wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Roots Music Rambler.
Yeah, well, we're going to get together. We'll get together a couple of days right before. Like, we're all in different states. So,
yeah.
Basically, starting like this, we'll rehearse the 16th and the 17th, and then we'll do the first show on the 18th, basically, because everyone's going to kind of get together here in New York. We'll rehearse, and then we'll head out from here. And I think, we got to go south for the first show.
Wow.
Virginia for the first show. So,
must be exciting. Are you excited for the tour, or?
Oh, we're super excited. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Really excited, man. It's been a long time. You know, we were lucky enough to play two festivals last year, which was great. We did the Psycho Las Vegas Fest.
Oh, yeah.
In Vegas, obviously, yep. Which was really cool fest, and that was the first time we were out, you know, playing a show in you know, since the end of 2019, so that was really cool. And to see everybody again, that was our first kind of outing where you could see people, and, you know, so it was really cool. And then a month after that, we played the Decibel Magazine Metal and Beer Fest in Philadelphia, so that was all
awesome. That's right, yeah.
It was really cool. And it was just a good feeling to get out there, so we're kind of happy we got to do those, at least those couple of fests, just to get out there a little bit. And now this is going to be awesome, because now we're just doing a full run, and we got, you know, Impaled Triumphant with us, we got Mortatheorem with us, and we also have Black Anvil with us on the last few shows, and then the New York show is going to be a special show, the very last show of the tour. You know, Black Anvil will also be joining us for that one, and we're going to have... Funeral Leech, which is a local band from Brooklyn, very dark and heavy. And then we have, you know, Mortician, that needs no introduction, and Demolition Hammer as well. So it's like a cool old New York band show at Irving Plaza on March 19th. So that's going to wrap up the tour. So yeah, it's a really cool tour with a lot of cool different bands, all heavy stuff, all, you know, underground stuff. But you know, everybody's got their own thing going on. You know what I mean? You have Imperial Triumphal with the very avant-garde stuff. Mortifium is very dark and heavy and creepy, you know, and Black Anvil on the dates they're doing. Obviously, they're, you know, more atmospheric and melodic, but also got some cool, you know, dark stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be really good. And like I said, that last show is going to be just great. We're looking forward to that one as well.
Awesome lineup for sure. Awesome for the fans, you know. Thank you for putting this together, you know. Very cool.
Yeah, I mean, we like to do something. If we're going to do a headline run, we want to do something with some different bands, some cool bands that have different stuff going on. You know, like the last tour we did in the States with Blood Incantation was awesome. It was just us and them. And, you know, amazing band, super cool guys. We had an awesome time, and it was great, you know. So that's kind of like what we were trying to do. Do something with, you know, another couple of different bands that have some really cool stuff, up-and-coming bands, you know, that are really, you know, doing some cool things. And yeah, to us it's like you want to make it a diverse show. You want it to be cool, you know, and interesting. So yeah, I think it's a really cool package, and yeah, we're just psyched. And you know, everyone seemed like, we already know the Imperial Triumphant guys, and they're super cool. And you know, from what we know of the Mortifium guys, they seem really great. So yeah, I'm sure it's gonna be a fun tour, just with, you know, great music and just having a good time.
As far as the set list goes, who calls the shots there? I mean, do you guys do you call the shots here with this is the set list, learn these songs, and or does everyone
we all kind of go over it. We actually, you know, when we were doing the video shoots, we kind of like sat back about a month or so ago, a month and a half ago, whenever it was that we did our last shoots, and you know, said, okay, what are we doing? We got to get this going now so we can rehearse. So we all just went over and collaborated on it. You know, Steve usually will come up with like a rough thing, and Ross will come up with a rough thing, and then, you know, whatever, we'll go back and forth and just figure it out, and that's it, you know. So it's kind of like everybody just kind of, you know, kind of put it in their two cents and figure it out which will be the best stuff to do, and et cetera. And I mean, you can't do everything. We all want to do, you know, we had to drop a couple of things we were thinking of doing, but you can only play, you know.
Yeah.
We can only have so many songs, you know what I mean? So it's like, that's just the way it is. So, you know, we'll definitely try and mix things up as we, you know, we have to have a couple other things to be announced coming up in the year as well. So we'll be doing different stuff as well. So, you know, you just try and change things up as much as you can.
Yeah, keep it fun, yeah. So what's your favorite part of touring?
The favorite part of touring, I guess, is really, you know, the shows, meeting people, actually, you know, playing the show, getting to see people, hanging out, you know, seeing different places, obviously, depending on where you're going. We're totally into the travel thing. Like, we love going, you know, like, if we're in Europe, we're into, like, checking out some of the World War II stuff. We've done that plenty of times in the past. Or just cool cities, you know. We just enjoy the whole thing, you know. Meeting everybody around the world, playing the shows. It's cool, man. It's just a cool experience. We love traveling. We love, you know, sometimes, you know, traveling can be rough. Like, when you're doing, we did Asia in 2019, and you know, you're flying to every show night after night, and you know, doing that for like weeks in a row, it can get a little taxing, you know. So that kind of traveling can be rough, but but you know, in the end, you know, you get to play, you know, playing like Dubai for the first time, or playing, you know, in Japan for the first time, and all those types of things, and Thailand and stuff like that. It's like, it's cool, you know. It's like, so it's worth it in the end, you know. But it's yeah, it's just a great experience. It's something you can't really, you know, describe fully, you know. It's like, we feel very fortunate to be able to, you know, be able to do what we love and be able to do it all over the world, you know, and just have a good time with it. So it's really cool. And you know, when we sit back and think about it, it's like, yeah, this is, you know, it's really a cool thing. And we enjoy it when we're out there. We all have a good time. We have a good relationship with each other. So, you know, we go out and we have a good time, you know. That is really what it's all about. And if you can't do that, then you shouldn't be out there, you know.
Right. I saw an interview where Alex from Cannibal Corpse said something similar. He goes, well, it's cool to know that we can still perform aggressive music out there and get paid for it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's cool that there's, you know, people are into this music. I mean, just like Alex from Cannibal, you know, like when we all started this back years ago, it's like, who would have thought, you know, we never thought we'd be doing it, you know, now, 30 years later, you know what I mean? And the fact that it's taken on such a, you know, the music's come such a long way, you know. It's gotten so much bigger and actually received a lot more acceptance than we would ever imagine. So it's cool, you know. It's great. Yeah, you know, same thing, you know. We just feel fortunate to be able to do it and just enjoy it and kind of spread that out, you know, because when you go to a show and you're playing the show, you get just as much energy from the crowd as they'll get from you. So it's like, you know, it's a fun thing, you know, it's a positive thing.
Yeah. Now, you've had a long career, of course, over 30 years, give or take. What inspires you to keep going, you know, after all these years, and you pick up a guitar, write a song, write a riff, get on stage, you know, what's your inspiration here?
I guess we're into what we do. We really have a good time with it. Like, you know, sometimes it's hard to get started on the writing process, for instance, when you're starting a new record from scratch and, you know, you have nothing to, you know, you're just creating stuff out of thin air. So it could be a little rough, but, you know, once you get started and progress on it, things keep moving, you know, you build that up and it just keeps coming, you know. And I think it's just in general, everything, we love doing it. You know, we love working on the new music. We love hearing the new music when it's done. We love doing the shows, you know, so it's just something we're passionate about. And even in creating the songs, like coming up with certain parts, we get excited, like, oh, that's going to sound sick, you know. You know, it's like we're 15, you know what I'm saying? It's like, we still have that thing, we're like, oh, that sounds sick, we're going to do this, so yeah, you know. Like, so we get excited. It's like you're creating something cool, you know, and we have a good time with it, you know. And I think that's what keeps us going, you know. And it just, and to us, that's what we love doing. So it's, you know, it works together, you know, it's great.
Yeah, keep it fun. Yeah, that's cool. So what's next for yourself after the tour and all this touring, the touring cycle, I guess? What's next for Robert and the band? What can fans expect next?
Well, we're just getting started. I mean, the album will be out on the 18th, and then after that, it's going to be go time. You know, we have a busy year ahead. We definitely have things going on here in the States this year. We do have at least a couple of festivals in Europe, you know, at the end of April into May, but that's about it. We'll probably be going over to Europe in 23 because just too much going on over there. There's been tours that were supposed to happen in the spring that either got pushed back or canceled, and things are still a little shaky over there, so we're probably just going to wait till 23 to go over there, so we're trying to plan that out now. But this year we'll be busy with, you know, more promotion, more stuff, just, you know, anything we can do on our end here to promote and you know, get the new record out there, as well as touring and stuff. So we'll, you know, we'll be out and about this year for sure. So yeah, we're just getting started. We have a lot of work to do, a lot of stuff ahead. So yeah, not in rest mode yet. It's like, right, we're just getting ready to work. So
that's so cool. You got a cool career. You know, I gotta go on tour, and that right there is just cool. You know, a lot of that's a dream for a lot of people. You know, going out there and touring original music, man. And I know, dude.
We never take it for granted. We get out there, and you know, sometimes there are some rough times, but then when you sit back and think, like, all right, what are we doing here? You know, it's like, yeah, you know, we still get in the van and we go, you know, drive across the U.S. But you know what I mean? It's like you'll be out there and like, well, you know what? This is still pretty cool. You know, we always, you know, we're very, you know, grounded. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we, you know, there's not so many that bad of issues when you're out there doing, you know, what you want to do, and you know, getting it out there. So it's you know, we enjoy it, we appreciate it, we still do. So it's absolutely,
there you go. Would you like to send a message to your fans listening to this podcast?
We want to thank the fans for all the great support over the years. It's been a lot of years, so we appreciate all that support, and all the new fans that are you know first starting to get into us now. We just appreciate it, and we look forward to getting out there to Texas and playing some shows. Definitely check out Acts of God, be out on February 18th, and we definitely think if you're into heavy, dark, aggressive music, extreme music, you're going to love it. So just looking forward to seeing everybody out there when we hit the road.
Awesome. Thank you, Robert. Thank you for your time, and we'll see you on tour soon.
All right. Thank you.
Support Immolation. Purchase their merchandise live at the live gigs or online. Check out their website, their socials, YouTube, and all that. So as far as our podcast here, thank you for sharing, downloading, and of course, choosing our podcast as your preferred way of listening to rock artists and metal artists speak to the fans through here, of course. So out of thousands and thousands and thousands of podcasts, we are very much appreciated. Thank you guys and girls for tuning into That Metal Interview podcast. So also don't forget to check out our radio show, jrocksmetalzone.com. And don't forget to share and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. And as far as the podcast, we're on every format. I'm not sure we're on Stitcher, but we're on everything from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Spotify, and so on and so forth. iHeart Music, iHeart Podcasts. So anyways,
Don't forget to keep it metal.
That Metal Interview.